Joining us now is Coach Kirk Thacker of Norbert Hardin Central. Coach, looks like you fought him fair, but came out short. Talk a little bit about how that game played out for you tonight.
Well, this was a really good game. We ended up coming down here. We were a little beat up. We ended up losing our fullback, Daniel Roth, yesterday in practice. But we had some younger kids kind of fill in. This was a game. It was, I talked to their coach, and they had only punted a couple times this whole season. We made a punt five times today. So my defense really did step up, and they've been playing well last three, 4 weeks. And our freshmen really have come along. We've been very young by the team tonight. We couldn't get our offense going, but it was a good team effort.
You know, you're led by your quarterback. He's got a ton of rushing yards, ton of touchdowns this year. Talk about Kyler a little bit. Talk about some of those younger kids that have been coming along as the season goes on.
Sure. Kaiser Hughes is our senior running back, quarterback, slash everything, and he's got about 1,700 yards rushing this season. Close to 30 touchdowns, they keyed on him all night. In fact, our two touchdowns we scored, he threw for both of them. He hit Cole Larkins, our senior tight end, for one of them, and then hit our sophomore running back, Braden Schick, for the other one. The seniors have really done a great job of bringing along the freshmen and sophomores, and that goes Jeffrey Cunningham, who's our senior center, and then Cole Larkins, I mentioned, and also Chandler Wheeler, who is our other tight end. So we will lose center quarterback and both tight ends next year. But some of the younger kids come along. I just mentioned Braden Schick. He's done a fabulous job of, didn't play very much last year. J.W. Doyle is another freshman who has been moved up and done a good job. But we've also got Dalton Thacker. I don't want to brag too much on my son, but he had a big sack tonight on a fourth down play. And we ended up, Kelt Gordon is playing some at fullback tonight, freshman. And Mason McCauley is another freshman who's injured right now. But, it just takes time to get some experience under the belt, and they're playing good now.
Yeah, Coach, you guys have grown, in your competitiveness, I feel, throughout the season, looking at your scores and talking to you week to week. That moves you guys to 4-5 on the year. You get a home game in your districts. You play Stewartsville. You don't have to get on the bus yet. But you play Stewartsville. They're from up north. If you know anything about eight-man football, the Northwest teams have usually dominate. You guys are kind of right on that border. Do you know anything about them, and what are you looking forward to next week?
Well, before we went to co-op, Hardin Central played Stewartsville every year, so it's been 5 years since we played them. But I'm familiar with them, familiar with the coaching staff and what they run. So got some film on them already. Anticipated that that's who we would be playing. And so, we get to come to the confines of Lee Metter Field at Hardin Central, and so we're excited about that. We want to get this win. We want to move on. Survive in Advance is the name of the game right now, and unfortunately that will take us up number one in our district Southwest, and they're going to be waiting on whoever wins this ball game, and so it's no picnic for who wins. Mac Anderson is the real deal, and Coach McGruder does a very good job coaching those boys. Coach Fairchild did a good job getting them ready for him, and that's a tough team. But we have some familiarity with Stewartsville. We know what they're about, and it's been a few years. But they're down a little bit, but. Home cooking is always good, and we get to lick a few of our wounds from tonight, and I like our chances next week.
All right, Coach, we appreciate you calling in. You've done it every week this year, and you get a home game next week, so best of luck, and I want to hear from you next week.
You betcha, Travis. Thanks for everything, man. Thanks for the coverage.
All right. That was Kirk Thacker of the Norbern Hardin Central Aggies. Norbern falls tonight to an undefeated Appleton City team. Close game, Norbern Hardin Central. An improving team on the year, I think, in the future, maybe one to watch. We've got to take